Dear friends, here the psalmist is saying that he has set his heart to extol God, to exalt God. He has set his mind to praise God, not just when all things are going well. It's easy to praise God when things are going well. It's easy to pray when things are going well. But when things are tough, when things seem to be hopeless, then how do you praise God? Do you praise God? Do you worship Him? Or you say, I won't do that because look at what He's done in my life. Look at what He's allowed to happen in my life. Here, the psalmist David, and if you were to examine David's life, you will see that he was a man who was filled with trouble. His life, his friends sought to kill him. His own very son, Absalom, betrayed him. He lost so much. And yet, dear friends, here he says, this is what I have made up my mind. I will bless thy name forever and ever. What a challenge that is. And then when you think about the attributes of God, what are the attributes of God? These are His characteristics. This is what our God is. You see, dear friends, we don't see God because He is a spirit. As the Catechism puts it, He does not have a body like men. But God is known by His attributes. So you read here, God is great. He's greatly to be praised. He speaks about the mighty acts of God. God is powerful. We are told that God is gracious. So when you want to think about who God is, who is our Lord Jesus Christ, He's gracious. You think about, you want to draw a picture of God, you draw a picture of He's full of compassion. These are the expressions. He's slow to anger. He's of great mercy. This is how we think of God. When you think of God, it's not a picture, but you have all these attributes of God. And He's worthy of our praise then. He does good to all. The Lord is good to all. The bad, the good. You know, the most wicked person in this world, still they have experienced something of the goodness of God. They experienced the sunshine. The Lord Jesus Christ said, even the rain they experienced. God has been good. There is nobody who can say God has not been good to them. We don't deserve it. But God has shown His mercy in some capacity, in some ways, to everybody. And so it is that, what should we do? It says, the eyes of all wait upon thee. Do you wait upon God? Are you patient on the Lord? Do you see how good He is? In what way can we say God is good? The goodness of God, a sinner experiences through the Lord Jesus Christ. There was a man who came to Jesus. And he says, God is good. He said, good master, how shall I receive eternal life? And the Lord Jesus Christ said, God is good. He was referring to the fact that he saw goodness in Jesus Christ. The divine goodness he saw in the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Lord Jesus didn't rebuke him. He said, you are right. I am good. Because I am God. And dear friends, if you want to know, experience the goodness of God, you need the Lord Jesus. I need the Lord Jesus. You want to experience these attributes of His salvation, His power? You need the Lord Jesus Christ. In Him dwells all the wisdom of God, all the power of God, all the blessings of God. It's all in the Lord Jesus. And so it is. Why is it we sing? Have you ever thought about this? A Christian should not be a miserable singer. Are you a miserable singer? Because we have so much to praise God for. And the psalmist says, right at the end, he says, my mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord. And let all flesh bless His holy name forever and ever. The Christian has been so blessed, and not only now, but eternally we are blessed, that we can say, for the rest of my days in this world, but in the rest of my days in the world to come that is infinite, eternal, I will praise God. I have cause to praise God. You'll never run out of words of praise for God. Well, may the Lord help us then. When all things are lost, when family members are dying, when illness has hit, when you lose your job, when you lose your home, when all sorts of things happen and you're so discouraged. But the psalmist can say, but God is good. He's been good to my soul. He's worthy of my praise. Let the wicked become bitter. Let the unbelievers be filled with anger against God. But I will not be. Why should I be angry at God who has been so good to me? And what I'm experiencing now, the Bible tells me, it is nothing in comparison to what glory I shall receive. Well, may the Lord Jesus Christ bless His word to us. Let us all pray.